It's 22nd of August. Once I heard a story about a Bosnian woman who survived the horrors of the war in her homeland, moved to France, and later became a witness in the case of the people who killed her family and neighbors. She came to court from France and asked for a French interpreter. It turns out that she swore that she would never speak the language of murderers and rapists. And it so happened that her native language was the same as that of these murderers and rapists. A very similar thing is happening now in Ukraine, where millions of people refuse the Russian language, which they speak from birth. It was not their choice. The Soviet authorities created such conditions for the Ukrainians. By the time the Soviet Union collapsed, there were only two Ukrainian language schools in Lugansk, with almost 1 million inhabitants. In Kharkiv, where I was born and raised, it took about 40 minutes to get to the nearest Ukrainian school by tram, and the Russian school was right next to our door, less than 2 minutes away. Millions of people in the east and south of Ukraine, including me, grew up Russian-speaking because the Soviet Union pursued a deliberate policy of Russification of our peoples. Putin assumed that this policy now, 30 years after the collapse of Soviet Union, would help him take over Ukraine. He was sure that Russian-speaking Ukrainians would gladly change Ukrainian flags over their cities to Russian ones and would welcome the occupiers as liberators. But he was wrong. Yesterday, I spent the day in one of the positions near Kharkiv, just a dozen miles from the Russian border, and I watched, among other things, how people in the trenches communicate with each other. Young guys who have already studied for the most part in Ukrainian schools, grew up on Ukrainian TV shows and songs, speak Ukrainian among themselves easily and absolutely freely. People over 40 often speak Ukrainian harder and slower, but refuse to switch to Russian. Now it is a fundamental question. In my family, it just so happened. We always spoke Russian to each other, but now we are trying to get away from this, and I conduct correspondence with my family in Ukrainian. Proficiency in Ukrainian has become an identifier of belonging to those who are fighting for freedom and independence. One of the main points in the coordinate system Friend of War. At the courses of military medics, they always teach to speak with the wounded or shell-shocked only in Ukrainian. Do you know why? Imagine that you are a Ukrainian soldier who lost consciousness, and when you woke up, you found that Russian was spoken around you. Imagine what a shock you might be at. After all, the invaders can also speak Russian, which means you are in captivity. The invaders do not speak Ukrainian, and here the very sound of Ukrainian speech acts as a sedative. At the front, yesterday's Russian speakers who switched to Ukrainian joke that Putin has done more for Ukrainization than even the most ardent Ukrainian patriots. Putin and the Russians who support him have made it so that few people in Ukraine now want their children or grandchildren to understand Russian at all. I will tell you a story about my family. My grandfather was captured by Germans during Second World War and went through all the hell that Soviet soldiers went through when they were in the hands of the Nazis. After the war, he served in Germany for several years, but refused to learn German in principle. Always said, it's a language of scum. It is clear that the language is not to blame for anything, but for my grandfather, it was the language of the Nazi butchers, and to speak it meant to speak the same language as the Nazis. Now, exactly the same story is happening with the Russian language. After the beginning of the genocide of Ukrainians, after the destruction of entire cities, the Russian language is not the language of Dostoevsky or Tolstoy anymore. For us, it is now the language of murderers and rapists.